Hello, my friends, and welcome to another edition of Bill Swirsky's Superfan. I'm Bob Swirsky, and I want to thank everyone for sending those cards to my brother Bill, who recently had another heart attack.
Oh, man. We all remember the Bear skit on SNL. That bar was called Swirsky's Bar. Come on, Chris Farley having the grabber. How would you like to go to that bar? Well, now you can. There's a brand new Swirsky Superfan pop-up bar inside Timothy O'Toole's right here in downtown in Streeterville. Joining us is the owner of Timothy O'Toole's, Umberto Martinez Jr. Junior, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Junior, what a great idea. I saw this and I just couldn't believe it. Who came up with this idea?
Actually, it was combination of our marketing director downtown and the general manager, Nick Head and Angela Luzzo, being those two people.
Man, I love it. I mean, it made me very, very happy when I heard about this. When can the general public come to Timothy O'Toole's and sit in Swirsky's bar?
We're kicking it off on the home opener, so the Thursday night Packer game.
Thursday night Packer game, Bears-Packers. It doesn't get any bigger than this. Paint a picture of the pop-up bar for me, because I remember three things from the SNL skit. Of course, George Wendt as Bob Swirsky. You have Chris Farley having the heart attacks, and of course, the beer.
Absolutely. What we're doing is we're kind of reenacting the scene. The background will be very similar. We're going to have the super fan wall.
Okay.
When you walk in, we're hoping to even have the table set up. We don't know if that's going to fly or not, given the business parameters, but we're going to definitely try and give it a shot. But it's going to have the similarities. We're going to have different props for people to use, mustaches, aviator glasses, hats, the bear sweater, different things for people to take pictures using the same background, hopefully kind of playing right along with us.
I love that. You got to get George Wendt to stop by when he's in town. I know he lives in L.A., and he tries not to come to Chicago in the wintertime because he just can't take the snow anymore. But we did this skit at a fundraiser, and to this day, he remembers every single line of that skit. It's so funny.
That's amazing. Yeah, we could only hope. That's definitely something that we're on the lookout for. We don't know if there's a possibility, but if it gains momentum, you just never know who might pop in. As a matter of fact, we're having our comedians from Comedians You Should Know on Wednesdays reenact the skit for us so we can pop it up in a short video on our website and let people know kind of where we're going with it.
When you were planning Swirsky's Bar, did you try on different types of mustaches?
I have a couple, because I've been known to dress as Ditka for Halloween a couple of times. I was fortunate enough to go to Richard Dent's Halloween party a few years ago, and he was not the friendliest looking at me wearing that outfit for whatever reason, but I pulled it off to the best of my capabilities.
It's so funny, because those 85 Bears now, I mean, they hated Ditka back in the day. Now they can tolerate him. Some of them respect him. But when you have that sweater on and the glasses and the mustache, it takes them right back to the days where Iron Mike used to just scream in their face. Now, Timothy.
Oh, absolutely.
Timothy O'Toole's, I heard this and I just want to confirm it. USA Today named Timothy O'Toole's here in Chicago the best sports bar in Chicago. Is that true?
Fortunately, I can say that yes. This year we were awarded that prestigious award, and we couldn't be any happier.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It is. You know, we've been at it for a long time. You got to figure 27 years later, we've gotten pretty good at what we do. We've been named Best Chicago Bears Bar by several publications in the past. So, you know, it's one of those things that comes and goes, but over the years we've managed to stay pertinent, and for us to win it 27 years later again. We have won similar awards in the past. It means a lot. It means that we really put our focus into our sporting events, our staff's committed, and we've become kind of a legacy bar in Chicago, being in that spot for as long as we've been. Before we were there, that was Dingbats, where Mr. T was a bouncer, threw a midget on T and became famous.
So, right, yeah.
A lot of history.
How long has Timothy O'Toole's been there?
Since 92.
92. I remember when I first started in Chicago in 98, I was doing the night show at WCKG from 7 to 11, and we would go down there easily once a week after the show.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
So I spent a lot of, I think I spent enough money that you could put together a Swirsky's Superfan Bar. That's what's
going to happen.
We'll have to give you a sweater. Swirsky Superfan Pop-Up Bar opens next week. Bears-Packers Thursday Night Football as the best sports bar in Chicago. Junior, tell me, how big is next Thursday night, Bears-Packers?
You know, after last year's start, I think this is we have to win this one. It's just the momentum's got to be set early. You know, there's a lot of competition. We're in the toughest division in my eyes, and we got to start. There's a lot of expectation, a lot of promise.
Right.
I think Trubisky needs to step up, and
yes,
we need to do it.
They're so
huge.
The expectations for the Bears this year is if we don't make it to the Super Bowl, it's a blown season. It really is.
I have to agree with you. It's going to take a lot. I mean, we got to go far.
Am I the only one that gives the Bears my money? I'm a season ticket holder.
Ah, smart.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure, you know, it's cyclical. We have Cubs season tickets, and it's one of those when they're great, everybody wants them, and when they're not, it's no different than, you know, when they struggle, even now.
Yeah.
It's like it was 10 years ago. It's people, I don't want to say it's fair weather, but it's just there's so many different things going on in the city. It's tough, but I think it's a great time to be a Bears season ticket holder, though.
Well, especially for the Bears. I mean, in late December, you're not going to sit in the freezing cold if they're, you know, 3-11. That's just not going to happen. I'm not doing it. Absolutely not. So, again,
don't blame you.
Swirsky's Superfan Pop-Up Bar inside Timothy O'Toole's. Junior, give everybody the details. It opens next week.
Open next week, obviously for the opener. We're going to continue it, hopefully through the Bear season, if everything plays along right. And it's just, once again, an opportunity for people to pop in, take some pictures, kind of be nostalgic about it. I know a lot of the younger kids probably haven't even heard of this, the skit before it being on SNL, but I think when you say Da Bears and people remember what it's about, or you put a perspective on it. So we're hoping that people come down, have a good time, understand that it's kind of our take on it, and just to revive what's going on with the Bears 100-year anniversary. A lot of things going to happen this year. We're hoping for a great season, so we're just trying to ride the wave and keep people just a little bit more laid back if we're struggling at some times.
I like how you preface that at the end. I love it. Junior, thanks so much. It's a wonderful idea, and I'll be stopping by Timothy O'Toole's very, very soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
All right, man. Take care. Timothy O'Toole's Swirsky's Superfan Pop-Up Bar opens up a week from Thursday for the Bears-Packers game.
The Bears!
The Bears!